This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. Now, this is some stuff that you can spread out over the entire piece, the entire metal of your weapon. And this is going to make it more combat effective. It's going to make it and it's going to make it more resilient, too. Check them out, froglube.com. The left-wing group that organized the violent shutdown of the Annapolis event at the University of California, Berkeley, was backed by a progressive charity that was in turn funded by George Soros, the city of Tucson, a major labor union, and ironically, several large financial institutions. Interesting little array of supporters and funders there, eh? The Global Alliance for Justice, based in Tucson, is listed as an organizer and fiscal supporter for Refuse Fascism, a communist group that encouraged left-wingers to shut down the Annapolis event. Call to arms succeeded. It was canceled after demonstrators lit fires and vandalized businesses and assaulted Donald Trump and Annapolis supporters. Refuse Fascism, which includes Princeton professor Cornel West, who I have met, and I don't know if he'd remember me or not, but I have met him, is one of its founding initiators, defended the response, issuing a statement on its website that called the shutdown righteous. On the Facebook page, the group asserted that the vandalism and arson were not violence, and said they argued that Annapolis and Trump perpetrate violence through the policies they support. They said dismantling police fences is not violent, and to compare preventing someone like that from speaking to the real-world violence they perpetuate every day is ludicrous. Oh, gosh. So we're going to be violent to prevent violence. Let's see. What do we got? From the Alliance for Global Justice, the story, "No, stop this Trump-Pence fascist regime. We've raised more than $120,000 to print this call to action in the New York Times and Washington Post, The Nation, The Chicago Reader, and on hundreds of thousands of posters and flyers. Refuse Fascism is getting the no message into protests across the U.S. as the Trump regime begins with fascism on the march. Your donations are urgently needed to spread this message further as we join with and at times initiate actions against the outrages continually perpetrated by Trump, reaching out to others and sharing perspectives with them. See Coming to Grips with the New Situation by Carl Dix, Sun Sarah Taylor, and Andy Z, initiators of Refuse Fascism." Of course, they did not mention the violent attacks against conservatives. One Trump backer was attacked with shovels by a group of men clad in black. He was shown laying unconscious in the middle of the street. Female Trump supporter was blasted with pepper spray while giving an on-camera interview. Refuse Fascism's involvement has spurred questions about who's behind the group. And in a series of tweets on Thursday, Trump asserted that the protesters were paid to agitate. Now, here's my question about this. If that is the fact, why aren't we arresting? Isn't that inciting violence? Wouldn't you think? It is unclear whether those who carried out the violence were paid to do so, but the benefactors of the Alliance for Global Justice and Refuse Fascism are listed online. According to its most recent 990 tax form, Alliance for Global Justice received $2.2 million in funding for the fiscal year ending in March of 2016. One of the group's biggest donors of this is the Tides Foundation, a nonprofit funded by billionaire progressive philanthropist George Soros. Tide gave them $50,000. Other notable donors included the City of Tucson and the United Steelworkers Labor Union. The former gave $10,000, while the latter contributed $5,000. Given the vandalism of the banks in Berkeley, the charitable arms of several major financial firms donated to the leftist group as well. Fidelity Charitable gave $35,000 and Schwab Charitable gave $5,000. Charities associated with several major corporations also donated. Patagonia.org, the outdoor apparel and equipment company, gave $40,000. The Ben and Jerry Foundation, you know, the one with the ice cream, gave $20,000. And Lush Cosmetic gave $43,950. And then comes the $5,000 contribution from the Peace Development Fund, a group that claims to support organizations that fight for human rights and social justice. Another major donation came from a group that was chaired by Clinton during the 80s. The New World Foundation gave $52,000. Refused Fascism did not respond to a request for comment when all of this was coming to light. Chuck Kaufman, the national coordinator of the alliance, said he was only aware of the Berkeley protest through social media. I wasn't aware that Refuse Fascism was involved, but probably they were one of the whole lot of groups calling to shut down Milo Yiannopoulos' hate speech. He said the alliance acts as a fiscal sponsor for Refuse Fascism, which means we process tax-deductible donations for them. As long as their use of the money falls into areas permitted by a tax-exempt 501c3 organization, we don't involve ourselves one way or the other in their program work. What's going to happen? And like I said, this is going to be bad. This is going to be bad. See, when you start to gather, part of a military operation is to gather intelligence. Now, if we want to stop this, I have no problem with you or anyone protesting. If it's you protesting, somebody's paying you to go out and wreak havoc, then I have a problem with that, because that's not protest. That's crime. Okay? That's not protest. That's crime. There could be crime in regular protest, too. That protesting is assembling and milling about and waving signs and shouting slogans. It is not burning things to the ground. It is not. That's vandalism. That's rioting. And then a new set of criteria may pop up. And if that does happen, then, the rioters that decide to go that route should expect that as part of the occupational hazard of being a rioter, that they might get shot for their trouble for trying to hurt somebody. Here's my question, though, my biggest question. And I don't, if this is going to seem controversial, I apologize. How long are we going to let Soros do this? I mean, this is not some old man that, he's just a kindly old man that gives his money away to these people and those people. How long are we going to let him do this before we take some sort of action against him and his organization? And I'm not talking about political, and I'm not talking about even, maybe some law enforcement type, but I mean, this is sedition. Can I call it treason? Can I go that far? Do I have to sit by and watch this happen without getting involved? I don't know. Just makes me wonder. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, clicksafety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog lube. First of all, it's biodegradable, which is nice. That's a lot of people like it being biodegradable, I guess. Second of all, this is, you know, the formula of this, it's like it lies dormant when it gets cool. And then once you start to heat the weapon up, it goes immediately to the lubricant that you want it to be. And that kind of thing, I mean, that there's just no way to quantify how good that is. I mean, in all kinds of environments. Check them out, froglube.com. I saw this, and I've just got to talk about this. This has nothing to do with guns, of course. A Rhode Island state representative who moonlights as a waitress was fired for trying to push her anti-male political views on customers. Her name is Moira Walsh. She describes herself as a one-person riot. And is that like something to be proud of, to be a one-person riot? She was sacked by the owner of the restaurant she worked for non-performance issues and alienating customers. In a written statement, the owner of the cafe gave his reasons for the firing and specifically cited her political speech making during work hours. Walsh would often get into vocal political discussions with customers during her shifts, often sitting down with the diners in their booths. We sometimes had to ask her to return to her duties and advised her to continue her discussions when she was off the clock. These disciplinary instances were never about politics or free speech, but simply a reminder of her job and responsibility to all customers. State representative said in a Facebook post that she had been fired because someone had posted a one-star review on Yelp for the restaurant. Cafe owner complained in the statement that Walsh was using her job to promote her agenda and encouraging her supporters to damage the reputation of the cafe. It's not a male versus female issue, nor is it a case of attempting to silence someone's free speech. This is an example of someone taking advantage of a captive audience to promote their own political views. For a newly elected public servant to whip the media and her supporters into a frenzy with unfounded accusations, demanding a boycott and portraying our family in such a negative light is profoundly upsetting and potentially damaging to my family's livelihood. Walsh, who refers to herself as a one-person riot, had posted a comment on her Facebook page, blasting men in December, saying, "Peace on earth, goodwill to women. I am done giving you men my goodwill. You don't do anything good with it. All my holiday cheers for women, femmes, and trans." Signed, "Frustrated Women Fighting Patriarchal Oppression, One Facebook Rant at a Time." I'm sure that when I tell you that Walsh charged the owner with sexual harassment, that's not going to be a surprise to you. In a radio interview with WPRO 630 on Wednesday, Walsh said she had been harassed by the cafe owner and called the conditions intolerable at the job. She offered an anecdote about the alleged harassment from her boss. "There was a conversation that I had with him one day. I said, 'Ray, who do I go to for sexual harassment when the person I go to for sexual harassment is the one who sexually harasses me?' And he chuckled and said, 'Yes, a little catch 22, right? I set it up that way.'" That's a bunch of hogwash. That's a bunch of junk. The idea that any employer would so openly and stupidly expose himself to sexual harassment charges is just wholly unbelievable to accept at face value. And Walsh must think the rest of us are as dumb as she is, and her firing is a no-brainer. When an employee refuses to perform the duties assigned to her or him and actually drives customers away by browbeating them with leftist propaganda, what are you supposed to do? Maybe she mistook the cafe she worked at for a seminar on the trashing of the male hierarchy. Even more remarkable is the obliviousness that Walsh demonstrates about her behavior. It's sort of obvious that this snowflake cannot survive in the real world if she thinks offending customers is the best way to win friends and influence people. The female version of Dale Carnegie, she is not. So, will anyone out there hire this feminist firebrand? Probably only if they're going out of business anyway. I think most companies have some sort of a policy that goes along with the fact that you're not, there's certain things you're not supposed to do on the job. Discussing politics, probably, especially in a place where you're delivering a service, probably not one of the things they're going to allow you to do, I'm afraid. And, you know, she apparently thought that she was a little bit above that, and she's paid the price for it. I find it, well, I don't know that I would call it humorous. Here in South Carolina, the state representatives only make about $10,000 or $12,000 a year, so they have to have some sort of a job outside of the legislative branch. And that's good. That's the way it should be for all of them. But there was almost a moment there when there were some things that were almost not entirely plausible, but possible. And then when she said, who do I go to for the sexual harassment when the sexual harassment person I report to is a sexual harasser. Well, I set it up that way, little lady. Sort of a catch-22, huh? Yeah, that's, I'm so certain that that happened. I'm almost certain that's verbatim what Ray said. What he probably said was, you're fired. And that's probably what set all of this stuff off. There's just some things you just can't buy, I swear to God. There's just simply some things you cannot buy. And one of these things is one of these instances where we get out here and mess with these yahoos, these absolute yahoos that, I don't know, for whatever reason, they've just decided that they can tell us whatever they think they can tell us, and we're just going to listen to it and believe it. Simply not the case. I am sorry. But in any event, we'll be right back. Well, let me hang on a minute with that. This weekend, I'm probably going to shoot the review of the Assaulter belt. And then that will go up. And then you will hear about it. And now we will be right back. This is Lock and Load. Friendship with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, cure me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed, it does. Try it out. You will not be disappointed. Froglube.com. One more time, I want to mention that Monday, I will probably be sitting most of the day in a courtroom waiting my turn so that they can throw me out. It's time to do my civic duty to be a juror, and that's where I will probably be most of the day on Monday. And, well, you know, that's part of the gig, right? That's part of what goes on when you live in the greatest nation on the planet, right? Trump's first steps that he took to secure the border. Well, they've been greeted by protests and demonstrations and outrage. And despite the record that has been very clear for years that our country is at a very grave risk, not only from those who would cross the porous border to do us harm, but also from those who have turned a blind eye and refused to see what's actually happening on the U.S.-Mexico border. In August of 2014, Judicial Watch broke the story that Islamic terrorist groups, including ISIS and Al-Qaeda, were operating in the Mexican border city Juarez and planning attacks against the United States, and that Fort Bliss, the El Paso Army installation, were beefing up base security. The Department of Homeland Security failed to respond to the story itself and to direct inquiries from conservative nonpartisan Judicial Watch. A few years earlier at an El Paso meeting with Border City Mayor's DHS Chief Lucy Napolitano stated, "There's a perception that the border is worse now than it has ever been." in her reproach to public concerns about cross-border terrorist activity and Republican opposition to the Obama administration's lax border and illegal immigration policies, she asserted that is wrong. The border is better now than it has ever been. So it was politically inconvenient for Napolitano to admit that the southern border was compromised, serving as a nexus of drug cartels that control businesses worth hundreds of billions of dollars and Islamic terrorist group operatives, adding their voices to the politically correct chorus on border security were FBI Director James Comey and Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke. In 2015, Comey responded to Judicial Watch's report by proclaiming it nonsense. He took a swipe at the government watchdog by complaining about the inconvenience it posed to his staff to chase down spurious charges. Congressman O'Rourke's comments arose from his background as a former El Paso City Councilman, known for his boosterism of neighboring Juarez, Mexico, who had attempted to stop the Minuteman Project, a citizen effort dedicated to patrolling the U.S.-Mexico border, and had sponsored a resolution asking the federal government to end the prohibition of illegal drugs. Now, surprisingly, O'Rourke responded to border security concerns with, "There's never been a terrorist organization or terrorist plot that has successfully entered this country through the southern border." The pushback from the FBI and other government officials was surprising, especially at a time when there were anti-ISIS investigations in all 50 states. According to a study from George Washington University's program on extremism, as the fall of 2015, U.S. authorities speak of some 250 Americans who have traveled or attempted to travel to Syria and Iraq to join the Islamic State, and 900 active investigations against ISIS sympathizers in all 50 states. Recently, a release report from the Texas Department of Public Safety in collaboration with other law enforcement and Homeland Security agencies confirms terrorist infiltration across the U.S.-Mexican border. Cites examples of jihadists who have crossed the border since 2012, including several who have used the opportunity to travel to Syria to join ISIS. In the Sun City Cell, a film produced by Judicial Watch in collaboration with Blaze TV, former military intelligence officer Chris Farrell exposes the fallacy of such denials as he reveals the underbelly of life at the southern border, which is an extensive narco-terrorist network with ties to cartels and gangs and jihadist groups and law enforcement and politicians vying for money and power. Farrell has investigated the region for 4 years and conducted extensive interviews with law enforcement, government officials, civilians, and even sources with direct contact with cartel members. He reveals how unpatrolled remote farm roads, unguarded border areas, unsecured private airstrips, and hundreds of sanctuary cities amount to a border jumper's dream and an open invitation to criminals and terrorists. Farrell, who currently serves as Director of Research and Investigations for Judicial Watch, explains how the Juarez-El Paso corridor is a secure route for smuggling all kinds of contraband, money, drugs, people, weapons. With the express assistance of corrupt and incompetent government officials on both sides. So, according to he and his informants, Juarez, Mexico, and El Paso, Texas, the second largest binational metropolitan area on the Mexico-U.S. border, are inextricably linked cartel-run cities. They inhabit opposite sides of the Rio Grande and are connected by four international ports. Juarez, situated on the Mexico-U.S. border just south of El Paso with a population of 1.5 million, has been billed as the world's most violent city. It is home to over 300, maquiladora manufacturing or export assembling plants employing about 250,000 workers, which means cross-border traffic, not all of it legitimate. In contrast, El Paso is referred to as the safest city in the U.S. as an air, truck, and rail hub for commercial traffic. Its low crime rates belie the overriding presence and influence of the cartels. According to informants, the cartels control law enforcement and government officials and won't tolerate any openly unlawful activity by its associates that could disrupt business in what is considered its operational base in the U.S. According to the El Paso Metropolitan Planning Organization report in 2007, there were close to 23 million crossings by pedestrians, commuters, and commercial trucks between Juarez and El Paso. With the constant movement of people and goods back and forth, the area presents great opportunities for moving contraband, money, and people. Lucy Napolitano, it's a safe place, that border. Oh, well. It might get a little safer if it has like a 30-foot wall built across the across there. I've heard that Texas is going to be a hard thing to... It's going to be hard to do it in Texas, but I don't think that there's any doubt that that's what we got to do. Period. So, we'll see what we see. That doesn't even talk, you know, that doesn't even address what happens to the people coming across the border. The human contraband that's coming across the border, the ones that die. You know, I look at them the same way I do as the gang members. I mean, they've thrown themselves into this maelstrom that is going to consume them, and there's really no way to stop them. And it's because there's no economic opportunity where they're coming from. Let me give this back over to GCN one more time this week. We will be right back and finish this up. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Firing line. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is going to be something that takes your weapon to a level of combat readiness that you are not going to be used to. Go try it. Give it a shot. froglube.com. The big lie theory has, that's been one that has long fascinated compliance strategists and inspired many wannabe dictators to use deception as a pendulum during an attempted sort of mass hypnosis. Correlation between government and disinformation led to a socio-political myth. This is the way it works. The rule can never change. Does that sound like the U.S. Senate? And substantially damage people's trust not only in officials but in their own electoral power, right? We've all felt that. Naturally, the weavers of this web of deception and other dwellers of the cozy anti-accountability cocoon will declare war on an outsider. Proof is in how Trump has been welcomed. Donald Trump has a leadership-wise promising feature that must be particularly unsettling for the deep-seated oligarchs. Whatever he does, he tries his best. And these days, he's committed to making America great again. Now, Obama and his royal court brought the liar's game to another level and even enriched the methodology of propaganda in what I would like to call the big bluff strategy. While there's nothing new in trying to mislead by a display of confidence in the strength of one's political cards, an attempt to normalize playing with fake aces in a virtual deck, creating a massive propaganda operation, is actually quite innovative. Now, in terms of political warfare, the favorable climate for the extensive propaganda operation was ensured by the implementation of the Allied left's agenda not in one, but in several countries simultaneously. Journalistic objectivity ceded its place to political dictate. Political correctness extended freedom of speech on the left to blatant lies and insults and suppressed insurgent opinions through gatekeeping bias. On social grounds, every caste, if you will, received an unfair share, corruption or coercion for top figures of opposing parties, disdain for the commoners and indoctrination for the most gullible pawns, and immunity for pets and harassment for the whistleblowers. The big bluff strategy stemmed from a wishful theory. a 1,000-year-old value and belief system was to be wiped out in a short period of time. The reasoning of people was to be affected by anti-values and fallacies until the nation's identity, morale, and immune system were destroyed. Compliance strategists aimed to throw the liar's dice very far, outside logic and away from human nature. Open borders were to let in a hostile flood of immigrants, and people were told to be happy about it and learned to believe it. The core elements of the big bluff are technique of inevitable victory. What have I told you about that? And a doctrine. The mainstream media present minority as majority. Their presentation will come true. And what does that mean? That's when they tell you, 90% of America wants extended background checks. That is an example of that. That's when they tell you that all of these people want Trump to not do this, or they want to keep Obamacare. The inevitable victory was another thing they tried to push with Hillary Clinton. It was inevitable that she would be coronated. This was going to happen. Hillary herself believed it until 9 p.m. on the 8th of November. Media coverage of the recent election is a very good example of the strategy. The victory of the left was so sure that voting for another candidate should be seen as pointless, which is sort of why I also think they give you exit polling. You see, everybody's supposed to either jump on the bandwagon and support the winner, because everybody wants to support a winner, or just stay home because they're dejected. Now, what we got, what turned out to happen on November the 9th, was the left was put into this, revealing fiasco, where it turned out that everything they said was wrong. I mean, it wasn't a mistake, okay? That a mistake is when you get out there and a couple of things don't go the way you thought they were. This was wrong. They were 100% wrong. And despite that, the left is determined to continue the big bluff and to keep the delusional agenda on the surface of the political ocean by means of deception, sabotage, and organized riots. Now, that's important to understand simply because that is real hostility. That is real hostility. We want our way, and you're going to give it to us even if we have to beat it into you. That's what they're saying. And that has to be stopped. By all means. It has to be stopped. This should not be allowed to happen at all. And let there be no mistake. Propaganda is political warfare based upon hostile intent. And it must be addressed as decisively as every other act of aggression that is authored by an enemy, foreign or domestic. Now, I don't know how Trump did this, okay? But he has assembled the perfect people to be in his cabinet at this moment. Sean Spicer, he goes in there, and I mean, he's coming in there as hostile at them as they are back at him. And I mean, they would be hostile to him whether he was hostile at him in the first place or, it doesn't matter. And what he's doing is he's getting out there and saying, we have a mandate and we're going to do it. And no, this is not what happened. And no, that's not what was said. And since they all, that's the White House press corps is so determined to get their 5 minutes of fame every 10 minutes, it's out there for everybody to see. Kellyanne Conway, same thing. She's out there. She's fighting. She's punching. She's counterpunching. Rance Priebus, never would have thought that of this guy. I never would have thought this guy would come in like this. I mean, it is staggering to watch what's happening. And we haven't got the cabinet in place yet. DeVos, they're trying to hold up her. Sessions, they're trying to hold up him. And surprisingly, the Republicans in the and the Senate have decided to change some rules and say, we're going to vote, and if you don't want to be here for the vote, that's fine. We'll change the rules to where we don't have to have you here for the vote. But we're going to vote, and we're going to move ahead. And this is going to be a party line thing. And by obstructing all of this stuff, and when Trump is out there and he's delivering jobs, and when he's delivering a living, and when he's giving relief, and when crime begins to go down, and when he goes into Chicago and starts taking that down, they're going to look exactly like what they are, which is a failure. That's what everybody doesn't quite see. Everybody has looked at what we got for the last 8 years, and they saw how it did not deliver. It didn't deliver in 4 years, and it didn't deliver in another 4 years. What we got out of it is we doubled the debt that it took all the presidents and all the governments up to that point to create, and we got nothing to show for it. Nothing. Trump's going to change that. I mean, I've never been as hopeful for this country before. Every time that I've been hopeful, I've always had, I mean, this guy is relentless. And the big bluff, it is not going to work. It is not going to work. Back on Tuesday will be me. And between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it is always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.